This morning, 1 Samuel chapter 17, real familiar passage in our Bible. If you find your place, would you stand for the reverence of God's Word? 1 Samuel chapter 17, we all know the story, but we'll give it to you the way God gave it to us, and at the end, try to our best with the Lord's help to point it all back to Calvary's cross, all back to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Samuel 17, we'll read two verses in our text. Let's look at verse 3. The Bible says, "And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them." Now, skip down to verse 32. And the Bible says, "And David said unto Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Dear Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, dear Lord, to be in your house, dear Lord, to worship you, dear Lord, to praise you, dear Lord, just to thank you, dear Lord, how good you've been to us this week. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, this morning, dear Lord, a special request for Brother Tony. Dear Lord, I pray you go right now and touch him, and dear Lord, we'll thank you for it. Dear Lord, I pray for each individual, dear Lord, that's represented here today. Dear Lord, I pray you touch them. Dear Lord, I pray if there's anything that's hindering the spirit to hear this morning, dear Lord, I pray you deal with that. Dear Lord, I pray you be with me. Dear Lord, for the next few moments, dear Lord, I pray you touch me. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that every word that's said here today, dear Lord, will magnify the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I stand in need of help. Dear Lord, I stand in need of fresh anointment, dear Lord, from you. Dear Lord, fill me full of the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, to preach me the power of Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, we'll thank you for it. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, if there's been anyone lost today, that you'd save them, dear Lord, before it's everlasting two-way. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, the Holy Ghost conviction, dear Lord, will fill this house today. In Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. And this morning, we want to point out just a simple thought. The title of the message, called someone said, "I'll go." We see here this morning, Israel was in a mess in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as they was trying to serve him, trying to follow him. And we see here that there was something in their way. There was a giant in their way. We see that Israel had an enemy in their way. And we see here that none of the Israels would go. And there's no telling how many Israels was standing there with Saul that day. If we could study it, we could probably figure it out. But through all of that, in verse 32, David said unto Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine." I want to preach a simple thought this morning with God being my help, because somebody said, "I'll go." And friend, that's what we need today. That's what's lacking around the churches today, is the lack of somebody saying, "I'll go." We see this morning, David was in a place in his life, just a young child, and he looked down into the distant future, and he saw Goliath there, standing there, an enemy of the Philistines fighting against Israel, God's chosen people. And David said, "I'll go. I'll fight this Philistine," the man of faith that David would. And we'll look there in just a few moments. But first of all, let's look at the enemy the Lord's people was facing. And friend, this morning, we as God's people are still facing enemies in our life. We're still facing giants in our life. I'm glad this morning that there's giants in the Word of God. I'm glad this morning through the Old Testament Bible we can see a numerous count of times that there is giants in the Bible. And I believe it's mentioned one time of a man being so big that his bed or coffin was 13 foot long, 6 feet wide for that man to lay down in. And friend, I'm glad there's giants in the Bible, and God's people had to face giants to get to the other side. And friend, that makes me feel better when I face giants in my ministry, when I face giants in my home, when I face giants in my life, to know that there's a way out, that God will send a way, just like he did here in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And friend, this morning, there'll be giants that come up in the church. There'll be enemies that come up in the church, situations in the church. And when it does, we need somebody to say, "I'll go." And friend, that's what David was doing. Through the fear of God's people, David stood up and said, "I'll go." David was 9 foot tall and bulletproof. He thought he would. And friend, that's what we need, people to stand up and be bulletproof for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's too many today pansies Christians in our churches. There's too many kids in our churches as adults that won't stand for what's right. Friend, I pray today today that you would stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would stand 10 feet tall, bulletproof, and friend, have your sword with you, the Word of God, going, wanting to fight every battle that you can fight, face any battle that you can fight, and fight it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at, first of all, the enemy that Israel was facing. The Bible says in verse 4 of 1 Samuel 17, the Bible says, and the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and verse 4, and went out a champion out of the camp, and the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Now, friend, there's two different ways you can look at that this morning, of the height of Goliath. Friend, if you use a cubit of 18 inch, a cubit length, then that would make it Goliath being about 9 foot 6 inches tall, somewhere around and about. But if you use the 21 inch cubit length, then Goliath there in our text would be about over 11 feet tall this morning. And friend, there, Israel had something to fear. Israel had something to be scared about in their midst. I'm about 6'3", 6'4". Imagine 3 foot taller, even 4 or 5 foot taller than I am this morning. Well, that's Goliath. No telling how much that giant weighed. The Bible goes on to tells us in verse 5, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. This giant Goliath was wearing a jacket of brass that weighed about 125 pounds that he wrapped himself into. And friends, some scholars today, some other perverted translations of the Bible would say that Goliath is 6'9" tall. And friend, I beg the difference this morning. I believe the King James Bible to be the inspired Word of God, and we'll go with the height that it tells us. I don't know exactly how tall this man was, but I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this was a big old dude that Israel was facing this morning. And friend, we see here that his coat weighed about 125 pounds. Go on down to verse 7. The Bible said, and his staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. I did some reading on that. The weaver's beam that Goliath held in his hand would have been about 2 to 2.5 inch diameter round that this man, this giant, held in his hand. And the Bible says, in the own letter in that verse, and his spear, his weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. The shackle, or the tip of his spear, weighing 600 shackles of iron. That would be about 15 pounds, the spear that was on top of the weaver's beam the spear that Goliath was carrying this morning. Now, if Goliath was 9 or 11 feet tall, normally a spear would come to about eye level of a man. So you imagine, as he's holding that thing out, how strong of a giant that may have been to carry or to hold something in the end of it weigh 15 pounds. They was in no need facing a small thing in their life, facing a small enemy in their life. This is a giant that they're facing. In church this morning, there'll be giants that you'll face along the way in the ministry, in the walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will face giants and face enemies in your life. It could be coming to you in a lot of different ways, a lot of different forces. You won't face a giant literally this morning like Israel faced, but I promise you, you'll face a giant in your life. I've faced giants in my marriage. Yes, I'm a preacher, but I still face giants in my personal life. And friend, you'll face them in your home. You'll face giants. You'll face giants raising children. You'll face giants trying to live right. But friend, keep going on for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing that we can point out here this morning is Israel let the enemy get a hold of them. Israel let the enemy come and beat them down this morning. If we go on today, friend, this morning, church, we're still facing the same type of enemies today in our local churches and in our local society. But friend, let's don't get discouraged, and let's run the race that is set before us. And friend, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9, chapter verse 24, the Bible says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And friend, we got some and racers in the church building this morning. And friend, they're all looking to cross the finish line to go in victory lane. And here is what Paul is trying to get to the church of Corinth. We're all running a race in here this morning. And friend, this morning, if you're a born again believer, you are on the winning side already. You've already won the battle. But friend, keep pressing on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep pressing on for Him. No matter what giant may come in your life, no matter what situation may come, keep pressing on for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one that'll attain the prize. There's only one that'll get the victory. And friend, that's God's people this morning. And just like the races, there's only one racer that'll win the prize. And that is the one that's in first. And friend, this morning as God's people, we already crossed through victory lane when Jesus Christ kneeled on that old rugged cross and laid His arms down and died for me. And He died for you. Friend, He made a way for us to have victory because He already had victory over death, hell, and the grave. So friend, keep running the race. It don't matter what happens to you. It don't matter what happens maybe to the engine or to whatever it may be during that race. Keep the hammer down and keep going for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let nothing slow you down this morning. But Israel's in a place in their life, in a place in their walk with the Lord where something's hindering them from going forward. And look at verse 3 one more time. And the Bible says, and the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And friend, this morning, what did David have to do to fight that Goliath? Well, they met in the middle, friend. They had to go to the valley of his life. And friend, some of the biggest giants that you'll face, some of the biggest problems that you'll face will be in the valley in your walk this morning. And in the distant future, you'll be in a valley fighting the devil, fighting the Satan, fighting the enemy, and you'll feel like you're all alone. But look here this morning, while Israel was facing the enemy, what happened to them? Well, friend, this morning, first of all, it brought fear in their hearts. Now, Israel's here as God's chosen people. Look at what He's done for them. In days gone by, go back and read the book that Moses read here. Look what the God brought them through. Read Joseph and see, or Joshua and see what God brought them through. And friend, now they're in a position in their life where they're stuck on one side of the mountain. The Philistines are stuck on the other side of the mountain. And they're going to have to go down in the valley to face the battle of the giant. And friend, here they was fear brought in their heart by facing the enemy. Look here in verse 11. The Bible says, when Saul, which is supposed to be the king of Israel, which is the king of Israel, when Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. A friend, Saul here by no means needed to keep his eyes on Jesus Christ. They was facing a problem in their life. And friend, Paul didn't point them to Jesus Christ, but Paul there was fearful, or Saul was fearful in himself, and he made the whole Israel fearful of this giant that they was facing. And friend, let me tell you something. When you face the enemy in your life, when you face the giants in your life, if you don't keep your eyes on Calvary, if you don't keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, your fear will be brought up in your life. Why is God's people here fearing? Why is Israel fearing this giant, this uncircumcised Philistine? It's because fear has got in their hearts and they got their eyes on up the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, keep your eyes on Calvary. Keep your eyes on Jesus when the battle gets rough, when the valley gets deep. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Friend, that's the only thing this morning as church, as Christians, has got to look forward to, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look for no president to fix this country. Friend, you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look for some preacher to get your life straight now. You look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look for nothing else in a pill bottle, in the bottom of a liquor bottle to get your life figured out. fail, you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, He'll face any giant, any battle in your life, any enemy in your life that you can't handle. God will handle it for you. That was the problem here this morning. Israel knew that they couldn't face this giant. Let's get realistic this morning. They knew that they couldn't face this giant. But the problem they had is that they had some man that could face the giant for them. But what was happening in their life is they didn't focus on the one that could face their problem. They didn't focus on the Lord Jesus Christ that could fix the problem in their life. In church this morning, you may be facing problems in your life, whatever it may be. Financial problems, whatever. Spiritual problems, marriage problems, whatever it may be this morning. And friend, keep your eyes on Calvary's cross and He'll fix the problem for you. That's the only answer this morning. The only answer to life's problems is the Lord Jesus Christ. So often we as God's people don't look for Jesus Christ for the answer in our life. When somebody does us wrong, we want to take care of it ourselves. That's just the way we are this morning. But friend, give the battle to the Lord Jesus Christ and He'll fix it. He says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Don't matter if somebody in here has done you wrong, brush it off your shoulder and keep going for the glory of God. But friend, this morning, the people of Israel has got their eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ. They can face the battle before them. They know they can. Jesus, the Lord, has done brought them through so many other problems in their life. And they know the Lord can get it through. But what's the problem? They're not pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not looking to Him this morning. And now fear is in their heart. Look at verse 24. The Bible says, "And these men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid." And friend, this morning, I myself would probably be in the same position they are this morning, facing that giant, facing that man that's 9 or 11 foot this morning. I'd probably tuck tail and run too if I didn't have a pistol in my pocket to face him with. But friend, they had the Lord Jesus Christ on their side, and they have already won the victory as long as they would go forward and face the battle that's in their life. Friend, let me tell you something this morning. You've done won the battle in your life, but the only thing that you've got to do is go forward and face the battle in your own life and to show the Lord that you want victory, and He'll give the victory to you this morning. Not only did it bring fear to their life, but friend, this morning, don't fear the enemy in your life, but trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, this morning, not only did it bring fear in their hearts, but it'll bring failure to your life. Friend, you fear that enemy so much, that enemy will no doubt bring failure in your life. The enemy don't want to do nothing to you but make you a failure in the eyes of society, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does the devil use alcohol to get a good man down? Because that's what alcohol will do to you. The devil will use any circumstance in your life to bring you down and make you a failure in your life. You look out in the news this morning, we got so many people that's doing wrong, that's sinning against the Almighty God. Why? It's because they've let the enemy come in and rule their life, and he's made a failure out of their life. You take alcohol, for instance. People say it's a sickness. What kind of society that we live in, a perverse nation that we live in, where they'll sell sickness on the shelves of Walmart, on the shelves of the local stores this morning. And friend, that there's an enemy in the eyes of the Almighty God. It'll take a good man and bring him down and not let him provide for his family. Children are hungry all across America because of alcohol this morning, because their daddy's looking for something in a bottle that'll bring them happy, that'll make them happy, instead of looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonder why we got heroin addicts, marijuana addicts, crystal meth addicts, because they're looking for something in that in their life to bring them victory, but the enemy's using it to bring a failure in their life. Friend, the enemy will fail you terribly if you're looking for something in this world to bring you up, to bring victory in your life. It'll do nothing but fail you this morning. You don't need no counselor to talk to. The only thing you need to do is get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll be your more counselor. The greatest counselor I ever have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all know the story about our son when he was being born. Emily had to go to a doctor. And before we went in that, they knew our situation. They knew we had to face the circumstances of the of whatever it was, whatever thing that was. It was straight from hell anyway. But the Bible, we see, preferred, we had to go in and get the results. They brought a young lady out to be our counselor. Hey, friend, I didn't need no counselor. With all due respect, we told that one woman, we listened to her, but with all due respect, we're putting our counselor and our faith in the Almighty God of heaven. And friend, that's what that we need to do this morning as Christians, is put our faith back in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, that's what the Israelites is facing. They've got fear in their heart. The enemy will bring failure to them. Look here in verse 9, and it says, and this is Goliath speaking. He says, if ye be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if ye prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. Look at the position that Israel was in right now. They knew if somebody didn't step up and fight this giant, then they would have failure in their life. And that's what they're facing this morning. Who's going to step forward? Who's going to come be the man that's going to step up and lead us in victory? But the enemy will bring failure to your life if you keep fearing him. And he, friend, he will destroy your life. That's what he's supposed to do. And friend, this morning, no one in this passage of scripture, until we get to verse 31, would step up and to face the enemy that was in front of them. And friend, this morning, if we don't have people that will step up around the house of God and do something for Jesus Christ, friend, the enemy will come in and will prevail against us. Friend, if we ain't got people standing, if we ain't got men standing, women praying, that wall of prayer around us, friend, we will fall short and be a failure to society if we don't stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, they was looking for somebody that would say, I'll go. And friend, not only, look at verse 33 this morning, not only will the enemy bring failure to your life, but now the enemy, it will fraud your mind. And friend, let me tell you something this morning. The way the enemy will attack you this morning is in your mind this morning. As we look Wednesday night at Job, I believe when Job was laying there, the enemy was attacking his mind. I don't find it in Scripture, but I just believe it this morning. But I see here in Scripture where the enemy is crawling the mind of the servant of God that said, I'll go. Look here in verse 33. And the Bible says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Saul, the king of Israel, the man that should be inspiring people to serve God, the man that should be the man of faith. And he told David here, you're not able to face this giant. You're not able to go do what you want to do. And friend, the devil will try and the enemy will try to fraud the mind of God's servants this morning. And he can do it through another servant in the house this morning. And friend, we find that just in Scripture here. Do I believe Saul to love the Lord Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Did Saul do wrong? Absolutely. But I still think that he was serving the Lord Jesus Christ, but he let the enemy come in and fear him. And friend, this morning there'll be people in God's house that'll fraud your mind and come in you through the way of the enemy, not knowing it this morning. But friend, you got to stand strong and be like David was and let it go in one ear and out the other and look back down memory lane and to see what God's brought you from and what God's done for you already in your life. And friend, that's exactly what David done here this morning in our text. Friend, the word fraud means to damage or imperfect in some way. The enemy will damage your mind. The enemy will damage your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, that's why you better be watchful. The Bible tells us to be watchful. And friend, it says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And friend, you better better be watchful of the Lord, of that devil, because he'll come in any way, form, or fashion and destroy an individual's life. The first part of that verse said, be sober, be vigilant. That word vigilant there means watchful. And friend, you better stand about yourself and be watchful in every direction, behind and everywhere. You better be watchful, because the enemy can come any form and fashion. In our text here this morning, he's come in the way of a giant this morning. Every giant in the Bible, straight from the pits of hell this morning. Every one of them's against God. This Philistine here this morning is against the Lord Jesus Christ. He's mocking him this morning. And friend, he's mocking the children of Israel, and none of them will stand up for what's right and what they believe in. How ashamed must they be standing there in the midst of that Philistine, in the midst of that army, knowing what God's already brought them through in days gone by. But yet they're still fearful of the enemy, still fearful of facing the giant in their life. Friend, this morning, all around the building, I know there's some godly people in here this morning. You go back down memory lane this morning and you look at the goodness that God's been in your life. What he's brought you through, what he's helped you with, how he's blessed you in so many different ways. And yet, we won't stand up and face the giant in our own life, fearful of what the enemy may do. But look here this morning, I've just started my message. I got three more points. And the friend, the title, because someone said, I'll go. And that was David. But friend, we can point all this right here, a picture of Calvary's cross. When the Lord showed me this, this Bible makes sense perfectly. Everything's a picture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this point, are we not a picture of Israel this morning? Was we not in sin so bad? Was we not in a position in our life where we was facing an enemy in no way, form, or fashion could we face it by ourselves? But yet, look here this morning, David spoke up, a man after God's own heart, a descendant of the king, in the same family line, in the same bloodline as our king, the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, thy servant will go. Now, Jesus Christ is no need a servant this morning, but he fashioned himself in a form of a servant. And the New King James Bible labels our Lord and Savior as a servant this morning. He was in no need a servant. He was the Savior of this world, but he humbled himself in like fashion to be a servant. And David, of the same bloodline as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, steps up to Saul and he says, I'll go and I'll face this giant. I'll free the people from this giant. Is that not just what Jesus Christ did when he said, I'll go? I don't know the exact words, but I believe he looked into his father's eyes and he said, I'll go. I'll pay their sin debt where they can go free, where they don't have to face the enemy all alone. And friend, if David would have never stepped forward and faced this giant in their life, then Israel would have been in a place in their life with no hope, no satisfaction in their life, facing the enemy all alone. Church, this morning, when we was lost without sin, we was facing the enemy all alone. But Jesus spoke up and said, I'll go. Jesus says in John chapter 4, we preached at the nursing home this morning. In John chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says he must needs go through Samaria. I love that one verse in the Bible. And friend, David here, he says, I'll go. And I'm glad this morning when Jesus looked down before the foundations of this world, he saw the unperfected sinner that I was, the unrighteous man that I was, and he looked out in the future and he said, I'll go. And friend, this morning, I'm thankful this morning that Jesus said, I'll go and pay that sin debt. Look here in verse 33, the Bible says, or verse 32, and David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. My servant will go and fight with the Philistines. This morning, friend, David said, but thy servant will go and fight with the Philistines. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. And Paul's speaking to this young preacher man, and he says, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Look here, the three words that Paul says, or the four words, fight the good fight of faith. Friend, it's a good fight that we're fighting. It's a fight of faith that we're fighting for the Lord Jesus Christ. We see David win as the Israel was going with him before fear in their hearts. They were standing before this giant with fear in their heart. David went and faced the giant without fear in his heart this morning. Look here in verse 36. The Bible says, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear and the uncircumcised Philistine. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God." You think David was scared of this giant that he was facing? By no means was he scared. And what did David do to be able to go without fear to face this giant? Well, friend, he did exactly what we said this morning. Go back down memory lane and to see how good God's been to him and what God's brought him through already. Look here after Saul gives him the words of discouragement in verse 34. "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock, and I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose, against me, I caught him with his beard and smote him and slew him." What did David say to Saul? "Saul, you're too late. I was there when it happened. I guess I ought to know the Lord was there with me when I was fighting the bear and the lion. And guess what, Saul? With all due respect, thy king, thy servant will go. And I know the Lord will take care of me." And he went without fear and he faced this giant that the Philistines was fearing. This young child, this young man went and faced this giant all by himself. But God was with him. And adults in the house this morning, if you don't step up and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the kids will follow in your footsteps. Why did David step up and say, "I'll go"? Because he had a father that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. He could see what his father was doing. And you want to sit in God's house this morning and never do nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ? And friend, you got children watching. David was just a child in his life, and he said, "I'll go." Why? Because I've seen my father serving. I've seen my father be respected to him. And I'll go and I'll do the exact same thing and follow in the footsteps. And I know the Lord will be with me. Friend, we've got too many people fearing what the enemy will do if we go out and stand for Jesus Christ. And friend, this morning, don't be fearful of the enemy, but face the enemy with faith in your life. And friend, that's exactly here what David did. David went without fear. And David, the psalmist this morning, that penned down this in Psalms chapter 23, verse 4. But look here in verse 3. The Bible says, "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them." David came up behind Saul and said, "I'll go fighting." Now look here, David, the psalmist here of Psalms chapter 23, and he penned these words down. And he says, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." He faced valleys in his life that he had to walk down. He says, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You think he feared Saul or this Goliath, this giant? No, I don't believe he did at all. No, there was not a fear in that young man's heart. He was bulletproof as he was walking to this giant. He had a spear of 15 pounds. He could have killed that boy. That was probably as much as David's, half of his body probably weighed. The Bible said he was little. David's head probably didn't weigh 15 pounds. And this giant slinging around a spear that weighed 15 pounds, the head of it. Imagine what he could have done to this young boy, this young servant of the Lord. But friend, David went without fear and fought the battle with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Friend, when David was walking through the valley of the shadow of death, guess what? He had somebody walking with him that comforted him, that made him feel comfort. Do you think when he was facing this giant this morning, he was uneased about himself? No, by no means. God walked before him. God made the first first step, and David followed in behind him, and he was walking in comfort this morning, facing the enemy of his life. And friend, this morning, you can walk in comfort this morning when you're facing the enemy of your life, when you're facing the giant of your life. Know that there was a young man way before you was ever thought of that already walked in the valley of the shadow of death. And when he was walking and facing his giant, that he was comforted by the almighty hand of God. Friend, God will comfort you this morning through the trials of your life, through the giants of your life. And friend, not only did David go without fear, but David went by faith and faced this giant. A faith is lacking in our Baptist churches all across America. The faith of God is lacking in our churches today. And friend, we ought to stand stronger than anybody because we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You go to Hebrews chapter 11 and read that them people of faith. Abraham was a man of faith. And friend, we need to be just the same man of faith as Abraham was, as David was. And friend, David went by faith. In verse 37, the Bible says, and David said, moreover, the lion, or the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistines. And David said unto, and Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Do you think Saul was kind of mocking David there? I don't find it in the Bible that he was mocking him. And I ain't putting words in this Bible. But Saul was putting fear and doubt in his mind. In verse 33, he says, thou art not able to fight this against this Philistine. And then Saul says, go. Go and the Lord be with you. And friend, the Lord was with David. Before the foundations of this world, the Lord was with David facing that giant in his life. Friend, there's nothing in your life this morning that has caught God by surprise. You think here that this morning David, that facing this giant, you think it caught God by surprise? No. Before David was ever born in his mother's womb, God knew the plans that he had for him. God knew that he would be the king over Israel. God knew that he would be a man after God's own heart. God knew that he would face this giant, the Goliath. And God knew that he would fail with Bathsheba. And God knew that he would say in Psalms chapter 53, I believe it is, create in me a clean heart. And friend, God knows everything about your life before you was even born in your mother's womb. He knew every battle you would face, every giant you would face, every circumstance you would go through. And friend, he loves you enough, but have faith in him and go and fight the giant that's in your life here this morning. And friend, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the hand, or the paw of the lion. He told King Saul, he said, the Lord delivered me over the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, even though he is 9 to 11 feet tall, he's no match for my Lord. He's no match for my Jesus. And friend, that's the attitude we gotta have this morning. There's no one in this earth that's a match to my Lord. That's a match to my Jesus this morning. He's done conquered everything. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And friend, there's nothing this morning that can defeat us down this morning because Jesus has already won. David went by faith. And friend, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please him. Do you think this morning David would have pleased God if he said, you know what, Saul, you're right. I can't face this giant. I am just a little kid. I'm nobody. I'm just a small kid. I ain't going to face him. You're right. Thank you for talking some sense into me. But no, friend, David didn't even pay Saul no attention because he had a heavenly king that he had to make happy. He had a heavenly king that he had to answer to, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And David said, I'll go. And friend, this morning in closing, not only did David go to only fight the fight, but David went to finish the fight. He just didn't go to face this giant just to fight him for the fun of it. David went without fear. David went by faith to fight the fight. And friend, not only this morning did David go only to just to fight some fight, but he went to fight and to finish the fight. And how did he finish this morning? With the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he picked up He chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag. That old bag that he had on his side, he stopped and he kneeled by the brook and he was picking up some old stones. I believe the Goliath was probably mocking him. What's this boy doing? Really? Just sitting there mocking him, just making him ashamed in front of everybody there. But David just sat down and picked up them stones and put them in his bag and went on about his business. And David went and he stood before Goliath. And the Bible says he took that rock and he put it in his sling and he started slinging and he slung it. And the Bible says in verse 49, and then David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in the forehead. And the stone sunk into that forehead and he fell upon the face of the earth. Friend, David went to fight and to finish the fight that the Lord has put before him. You don't think the Lord put this giant in front of Israel? If you don't, you don't believe Bible this morning. God wrote this Bible and he put the giant on the mountain on the other side and put his people on the other side. And he gave that giant the privilege and the opportunity to go against his people. God could have smote him dead at a drop of a hat there on that hill. But God let him go ahead and move on and go against God's people. And friend, here this morning, God used the small things in a small man's life to have victory over the big things in that little man's life. And friend, if you read this Bible, the book of Judges, God's used small things in men's life to conquer big things that they're facing. But the only thing this boy had to do is have the attitude to say, I'll go. I'll go and face the battle. I'll go and fight the battle. And what did he do? He freed God's people, Israel. The giant was no more putting them to death, condemning them, mocking them, because David said, I'll go. Is that not what the Lord Jesus Christ did for me and he did for you this morning? This simple story that we teach to our young people in here this morning, every one of them, I bet you Corbin could tell you this story about David and Goliath. But it's a picture of what Jesus Christ did for me and what he did for you this morning. He went and he fought the giant. He fought the sin debt that we was facing. And now, friend, Israel's not facing no more giant in their life. Friend, you may be facing a giant this morning, but it's already been defeated at the cross of Calvary. Was we not in the same position? You read this story, this chapter 17. Israel was pinned up in a corner facing something that was bigger than them. Wouldn't we facing something bigger than us? When I was lost and on my way to hell, I was in a corner, didn't know which direction to go. Enemies coming at us all different directions. But Jesus came by and he picked me up and he walked and he said, I'll go. And he went to Calvary's cross and he fought the fight. He fought the good fight of faith. That's why Paul says, go fight the good fight of faith, because Jesus Christ has unconquered the battle in your life. It's all a picture of Christ. If we was to take this Bible and never preach Jesus Christ, friend, you've missed the whole point of this Bible. Just a simple message, a simple reading, a simple story that this was. In the middle of it is Jesus Christ. And friend, this morning, David said, I'll go. The all of Israel was condemned by a lion or a giant. 9 foot tall, 11 foot tall. But David said to Saul, I'll go. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine. Jesus Christ, he went. He's in verse 4 of chapter 4. He said, must needs go through Samaria. He went to the cross of Calvary, and he done fought the battle and had victory over it. And friend, this morning, is there anybody in God's house that's willing to stand up and say, you know what? Don't say, you know, David, I'll go. You're not going for me. You say, Lord, thy servant will go. David talked to Saul because Saul was over the people. He was king of Israel. But David did not go for Saul. David didn't go to bring pleasure and honor to Saul. David went to go, and what did he do? He bring glory and honor to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God used the small things in his life. The book of Judges, God uses a jawbone of an ass in Samuel's life to slew thousands of people. He used trumpets, pitchers, ox goad, everything there. In Judges, he used the small things that seemed small to people, but defeated large things in the children's life. And friend, this morning, all we need at Broad River Baptist Church is for somebody to say, you know what, I'll go. What I'll go through the valley of the shadow of death to face the enemy for this church.